Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I remember you.
So how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good.
He said that they don't belong to any churches.
What's your name?
My name is Tupos.
Tupos.
It's my wife, Amen. What's your name?
Marlon.
Marlon.
And this is Jacob.
Jacob, that's a nice name. I like that name.
Yeah, no, I follow
Are you Hebrew root?
A Hebrew?
Torah keepers.
Torah keepers. Am I?
I don't know. You tell me. You believe in keeping the Saturday Sabbath? I'm asking.
Yeah, the Saturday is a Sabbath.
Okay,
right?
So you still keep that Friday night to Saturday night?
Friday night. Yep. Yeah, well, Saturday night is what I believe. I mean, it's been a while, yeah.
And then you do you eat the Levitical diet?
What's that?
You tell me. Pork, no shellfish. What God? Torah law.
Yeah.
Torah law, the 13 laws given to Israel. Is that what you're keeping?
No,
okay, because I'm asking, because I know of Torah. Do you know what Hebrew Roots is? Do you even know what that movement?
Well, explain to me.
There are people that tell you that in order to follow Yeshua,
okay.
Do you ever call Jesus Yeshua?
No.
Okay, so then you're probably not that.
Yes.
Yeshua, his name in Hebrew means salvation. Isn't that awesome?
Okay. Yeah,
and what these men teach, there's a lot of them around, especially down south, like in Missouri, where we used to have a homestead.
Okay.
They teach that following Jesus means you got to keep all of the Levitical laws still today that they apply to Gentiles today, and the New Testament doesn't teach that.
Okay.
We're not under Torah law, we're under the law of Christ.
Okay.
And also, you can gather with other saints on Saturday, whatever you think is a holy day, but the traditional Sabbath of Friday night to Saturday night, that was the traditional Sabbath, is not in play today. Do you know why? Have you studied that in the scriptures? It's really awesome.
Okay, tell me.
The book of Hebrews.
Okay.
Paul said the law was a schoolmaster.
Okay.
What does a schoolmaster do? It trains you up, right? Did you ever go to school? I did.
Yeah,
I went to public school. I was
public
a pagan.
School, yeah.
Did I always stay under that same schoolmaster? I was in third grade, fourth grade once. Did I stay under them the rest of my life?
Hopefully.
What's
not.
Their job? What do they do?
Deceiving you. They just condition you.
They train you and teach you to move on. You're supposed to move on, right?
Yeah.
Well, the schoolmaster was the Old Testament law. In Galatians, it tells us. And Paul says the law was the schoolmaster, ready?
Okay.
To bring us to Christ.
Okay.
And now that we're in Christ, guess what Hebrews 4 says? He is our Sabbath rest. See, God had a pattern of the Israelites resting on the Saturday Sabbath to mark when Jesus would come and we would eternally rest in him. And I can prove to you in love that the Sabbath, meaning sundown, sun up, that type of thing, that is not forever. You want me to prove to you it's not forever?
Okay.
Do you think it's forever?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Why are you still doing it today? I'm just curious.
Say, go back again. Hey, what did you say? Hey, you lost me real quick.
Do you think it's forever?
What's forever?
The Sabbath. The Saturday, Friday night, Saturday. Do you think that's a forever thing that God's going to keep and practice?
Is it because we'll be worshiping?
I can't hear you, sir.
Is it because we're going to be worshiping him forever?
You're close. Go there. It's Revelation. Ready? I'll just help you.
Yeah,
I preached it over here. This is awesome. I love this.
Go for it. No,
so the people that tell me, well, you got to do Friday night to Saturday, or you got to do the Sabbath because it's eternal. Olam Olam in the Hebrew says it's eternal, and they say it's forever. What that really means is Olam Olam in the Hebrew means throughout your generation. That was Israel. In Revelation, guess who lights up?
On?
Guess who lights up Jerusalem in the new heaven? The S-U-N or the S-O-N? It says there'll be no need of the sun. There will be no more sun. Remember the stars and all that fail. The sun, S-O-N, lights up. So you can't have a traditional Sabbath if you don't have a sun going up and down anymore.
Okay.
He is our Sabbath rest. Hebrews 4 tells us that. And we do believe in keeping the Ten Commandments because that's like a moral law, but not the actual physical Sabbath. We're keeping Jesus as our Sabbath rest. And so, but the Levitical law we don't keep. We're not Israelites in Israel with a temple, with a priesthood. We don't keep those. But the New Testament, have you studied it well? Do you know how many commandments are in the New Testament? How many do you think? When I say commandments, I mean like love each other, rebuke each other, exhort each other. Those are commandments. Guess how many there are? There's over 1,050. And I had a young brother just yesterday ask me, how do I keep all those? Got a list somewhere and you got to check them up. I said, no. You love God. you love your neighbor, you walk in the spirit, and whenever you do something wrong, you're walking and you're a young man, I don't care what age, man, woman, and you look at something you shouldn't look at, the Holy Spirit goes, should you be looking and listening to that? No, turn away. I want to follow God. The Holy Spirit guides you and he guides you. He teaches, he comforts, he corrects. He guides you into every one of those covenants. But it also is good to study and know, yeah, I should rebuke. Yeah, I should exhort. Yeah, I should love. Yeah, I should correct. Yeah, I should cover my head. Actually, the Bible, women. Actually, the Bible teaches men how to dress. I teach this all the time. God put us in tunics in Genesis 3. And you might say, well, you're going back to the Torah law. That was before Torah. Because are you married?
Yes.
You have one wife?
Well, yeah.
One wife.
Yeah,
so do you believe God gave one man to one woman to one man?
Yes.
That's in Genesis.
Yes.
Do you believe God gave us dominion? Are these people with you?
Yeah, that's my family.
Oh, okay, that's your family. I'm sorry. So if a grizzly bear was attacking them, would you two jump in to kill the grizzly bear to save them?
Protect them.
Yeah, that's called dominion. We take care of what is most important. And then in Genesis 9, God told Noah, don't drink blood. Would you drink blood?
God told us not to.
He did. Genesis 9, he said, don't. That's echoed in Acts 15, yes. Don't drink blood. Yes. So there are pre-Torah things we keep. One man for one woman.
Yeah.
And Genesis 3, God, Adam and Eve fall into sin, and they covered themselves with aprons.
Sure.
All the ladies that cook know what an apron is. Yeah. It's not very covering. You just had an apron on, you're pretty naked.
Yeah. Okay.
God shows up, not shows up, he's always there. And what does God do? Everybody ignores this. Okay. Nobody teaches on this. I'm serious, I don't know anybody that teaches this. What does God do? It says right in the Hebrew, he sheds blood. Do you ever hunt or anything? Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
When you kill an animal, what do you do with its blood? Shed it.
Yeah.
God killed animals, shed blood. It was an archetype of Jesus to come.
Okay.
And covers us. And look up the word kutneth. It means tunic.
Okay, yeah.
So that our forms are hidden. So because now man is sinful. And when you're sinful and you are, aren't we sexual beings? God created us to be sexual beings.
Yeah.
When you're sinful and you're a sexual being, when you look at other people's body parts, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You have a proclivity to lust. God said, cover up. Let's take away that proclivity.
Yeah.
But nobody teaches that. And guess what? The churches in America are following what I call churchianity, cultural churchianity. They're following the culture and a little bit of Jesus. But did the Israelites follow a little bit of the pagan culture? The Israelites were called out completely. And so I encourage people to go much deeper. On my card is our website, don'tperish.com. We teach for free. We don't take people's money. I support myself. We're a street preacher. I'm a street preacher. We live in a camper. We sold everything we own. We live in a camper. We travel the country. And we get to meet nice people like you that listen and soak it up and go, is that guy crazy? Or does the word of God really say that? I want you to go and test it. But everything I've preached to you, I got articles on in my teaching blog. And we'll help you go deeper and teach you how to conform your family to come out of the culture. Be a Noah. You kind of look like a Noah with the beard. I like the beard.
We're getting there.
Okay. Be a Noah and walk. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And Noah did not compromise with his neighbors in a church system to have more people with him.
No.
Noah stood and God said, you're perfect before me, because he was righteous. And Noah obeyed God and he worked. So faith and works always go together. We're not saved by works, but you're faithful to your wife, right?
Sure.
There's your works. When you are you married? When you get married, you're going to be faithful to your wife? There's your works. Faith and works. Marriage, love, faith. We love God. We obey him. We keep. We don't work our way to heaven. Yeshua made that way for us. But what's the fruit that you're following Yeshua? You live like the culture and you keep false ways, or you
live in man's world.
Yeah, you don't live in man's world.
No, people, we live in man's law right now.
But we follow the law of man until it breaks God's law. The day they pass a law and say, I can't preach anymore, I'm going to jail.
Sure.
So Peter says, obey God, man's law until it breaks God's law. But my point is, like, living in the culture, sports, politics, entertainment, movies, cultural dress, all of those things would be sin before God.
How do you feel about politics?
Politics.
Where do we belong in politics?
God ordained the government to keep order.
Mm-hmm.
The government, it says in Romans 13, it brings the sword to keep order. But that doesn't mean us set apart ecclesia. The church is the ecclesia, the called out ones. That doesn't mean we get involved in it. Paul says in Timothy, what soldier entangles himself in the affairs of the world so that he may serve the one that's called him? So what's your calling as a born-again believer in Jesus? By his shed blood, repentance from all ways, false ways and sin and worldliness, born again by his spirit, walking in holiness and obedience, I'm preaching the gospel, and enduring in the faith. What is your charge to Jesus? To run to become a congressman?
Whatever he wants me to do.
What did he tell us to do in Scripture? Go, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything we command. He's commanded Matthew 28, 20. Politics has no part of that. So, let me say one thing. Do you live in this town, live somewhere in this town, this area?
Yes.
Okay. If your town said, we're thinking of putting an abortion clinic in, that would be bad. And they had a ballot where you could go and pull a lever and say yes or no. I'm not telling you it'd be sinful if you went and said, no, that's murder. That's, if you call that being political, what I'm saying is political is, if you saw me walking around with a Trump sign, and I'm saying, he's our hope, vote, vote, we need our rights. Anything, you got an American flag on your head, so I gotta tell you in love, anything that lifts up America, and like this, don't tread on me, America is a idolatrous, carnal, covetous, sodomized, pagan nation. Do we really want to support it on our temple? Ask yourself that. Would Jesus walk around with a U.S. flag?
Probably not. Yeah.
There's only one nation God ever lifted up, and that was Israel. What'd he do? He rebuked her all the time. He divorced her twice. It's not God bless America in love. God's coming to judge America and the world. If he doesn't, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
So how does America fit in with the rest of the nations as far as being the leader of the world?
Are you talking about end times or right now?
Right
now? Well, people always tell me, well, we're an American country. Why don't you leave and go somewhere? And I said, as America goes, the world will go. So I believe that preaching in America is probably the most important place you can preach in the world, because right now, America, God has placed America in a position of authority and power with our military. We are kind of a cork and a stopper of evil, full-blown evil, but we're doing evil. We're killing babies. We're promoting LGBT and sodomy, but we're still a cork somewhat. God is using.
Well, we don't all promote that. We don't all.
No, but
that.
But if we unite to America and look at what America's united to. Here you go, America. You look like a smart young man. How was America founded?
Jesus Christ.
On what?
Jesus Christ, the foundation of Jesus.
No. What's 1776 all about? What was the Revolutionary War all about? You know?
Rights.
What kind of rights?
Rights of man.
Guess what they went to war for?
3%
tax. King of England said, you guys are doing pretty good. We want more money over here because we were a colony.
Yeah.
They weren't coming and raping and pillaging and women and children and stealing them. They weren't doing any of that. Look at England. England was just a democracy just like us for a long time. Now they've really fallen into Muslim and all that. Yeah. But they were. It was over money.
That's why I disagree, though. This country was founded on Jesus Christ.
No. He's not.
But that's
a false Jesus. I preach in Mount Rushmore. Ready? George Washington. Do you know what a deist is?
Okay, yeah. Well, I can't explain to you, but yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
George Washington was a deist.
He believed there was a God, but he didn't believe that they would have rule.
That God cared.
But I personally don't believe that. I think
it's true. It's in his writings. Ready? This is an absolute fact. Thomas Jefferson. I preach at Mount Rushmore, and I point at the rock when people are walking by. They hate me for this. Thomas Jefferson, he was an antichrist-type spirit. I can prove it. You know why?
No, I meant George Washington.
No, I know. I've been saying George Washington was a deist. It was known that George Washington got up and walked out whenever they did communion because he was not closely united to Jesus Christ as a personal God. He believed in a God of power of the universe. Thomas Jefferson took a penknife and cut the words of Jesus out of his Bible. He did not believe Jesus was God. America was founded on Masonic false Christianity.
Yeah, a lot of people say that, yes.
Not say it, it's true.
And,
it's true.
Yeah.
So it's not founded on Jesus Christ. We went to war, America went to war to kill for 3% taxes. That sound like what Jesus would do?
I don't think America did.
America did. That's a Revolutionary War, sir.
No, but that's, yeah.
Was it the principle over the tax?
Yeah.
Because after we said we weren't going to pay
Would Jesus
tax.
Kill over money? Would Jesus kill anyone?
But who started the war, though?
We did. America did.
Well, who fired the first shot?
They made a little thing in Boston where they called it the Boston Massacre. You know how many people?
That was before.
You know how many people died in the Boston Massacre?
No, I don't know about that.
I think it was two or three. That was it. And they propagandized it up. And then, ready? You know how wicked the American pastors were? They would get in their pulpits on Sunday. The church system was never biblical in America.
Sure.
They would get in their pulpit on Sunday with their clergy garb on. Can you find clergy garb in the New Testament Bible? No. Guess what was under their clergy garb? War uniforms, and their musket was in the pulpit. They worked men in a frenzy, and they said, let's go kill for freedom. Find me one Bible verse where Jesus tells us to go kill people for freedom.
Well, the scripture says, we thou shalt not kill.
America is a paganized, always was, never was Christian. The closest America ever got to Christianity, when do you think it was? The closest ever.
Yeah,
and it wasn't even that close. The Pilgrims were actually way back in the 1600s, left for religious freedom, wanted to be left alone.
Prudence.
Yeah, and I don't agree with everything, but they were a far cry closer. George Washington was a Mason.
Yeah,
that's a Luciferian system.
There's a lot of documentary there. I mean, it could be propped up too. It could be both ways.
His own writings defy him. Look at the fruit. Murder and killing. If I told you that my wife and I and four brothers were going to go to Washington with guns and kill governors and senators because we're angry about the taxes, would you call us heroes or terrorists?
That's anti-God.
Oh, that's what?
That's anti-God.
That's how America was founded. So I wouldn't represent America on your temple if you're claiming to be born again. I would represent nothing but what the Bible calls for. Unadorned, plain, shamefast, cover your form, and then preach Jesus. You want to put a message, put it on a sign. Live biblical, godly, and holy, and call the people out of the world. No one's going to be saved in America. You must repent and come out of her. Meaning, you can live here, but you must stand against it. I'm here, but I stand against it. I can prove it. I got videos and audios of me, people coming in my face.
I don't dispute that.
But you can't be of this culture. And when you represent the USA, which is full of idolatry, paganism,
sure,
sodomy.
Sure, it doesn't mean America's.
But America's
anti-God.
Sodom and Gomorrah today.
Well, there's no, we're not disputing that.
So why would we represent it on our holy temple?
Well, we don't believe that's what America's about.
Yeah,
we
it is. That's it is what
but
America's
that's,
about.
That's what we disagree.
But you shouldn't represent any of that anyway, because you're not following God with what He told you to do with His temple. If God built, let me ask you a question. If God came to your town and put up a new temple and said, you knew God put up a temple, would you run with spray cans and praying, don't tread on me in the sight of God's holy temple? Would you stick an American flag? He said no. He said no. You wouldn't stick an American flag on it, on God's holy temple. That's holy.
Oh, no, that's God's holy temple.
That's what is the body.
Yeah, God's
Corinthians says this is the holy temple. Test yourself. Go a lot deeper than...
No, you're true on that.
Yeah, and my teaching blog, I have articles on all of this. And I don't just say things to say it. I teach you in the Word of God. I'm a teacher, and I'm a street preacher. You got to go a lot deeper. One sin. How many sins kept Adam and Eve out of the garden? How many sins killed Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 after the grace of God had come, and they lied to the Holy Spirit?
One.
What one sin will keep you or any of your members of your family out of the kingdom of God? Revelation 22 says, if you love and practice a lie, you'll be put outside the kingdom. Yeah. A lie.
Okay.
No sin is forgiven unless we repent and forsake it. So you've been given a lot of truth, and now you as the leader of your house, you're guilty of it. You know it. Now it's willful sin if you don't do it. Strip your life of the patriotism and follow Jesus Christ. We love you.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
God be praised. We love you. Email me. I'd love to study with any of you guys anytime. You got all my info. God be praised. We love you. All right, that was awesome. Another example of Sister Raman. What did you do?
He was walking by. I said, "How you doing?" He said, "Good. You guys are doing a good work." I said, "Are you believers?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said,
"He had taken a gospel card from me earlier."
Yeah, I asked him. I said, "I think my husband gave you a gospel card." And he said, "Yeah, he did." And I said, "Is that your family? I see your women have dresses on." He said, "Yeah." And he said he was a Roman Catholic, but he came out of it, and they're like a home fellowship just studying the Bible.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I saw you talking to him, and I thought, I'm going to take a walk. And I
I'm
walked up.
You did.
We had that awesome conversation, and I think they got a lot of patriotism on, and they're walking around a lot like the culture, but he couldn't defend it when he said, "Well, that's God's holy temple. I wouldn't put a flag on." And I said, "What is the body?" He goes,
"Well, you know
the
what?
Holy temple."
That really struck him in the heart. He said, "I can't dispute that."
And here's what you do. Ready, preachers, and even ladies, if you're listening, when you're witnessing to people, when you get a good concept and you've talked to them and you've given them the gospel, it's often good to end on that good concept and say, "You got something to think about. Email me, let us know, I can help you," and walk away. Because what you do is you take all the momentum out of, you heard him try to defend, "America's not like that. America's a godly nation." And I just pretty much sliced that up and then gave him a really important thing to think about and ended it. So now he's got to go deal with that. And then he can email me. He can call us. We can talk. So that was awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Good job, Sister. He looks like a man out of the Bible with his long beard, but he's dressing like the culture. And they're wearing a lot of patriotism. They're decorated for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And so they...
Maybe they'll... here,
yeah,
what you said, and that could be a key point for them to start seeing more.
Yeah, what it is they have pride in America's patriotism.
Yeah, we're going to see.
And that young man even knew what deism is. And he said, yeah, he believes in a God, but I don't believe that, and that's not American. I said, oh, yeah. And Washington was a Mason. Thomas Jefferson was an Antichrist. So we like to pick away at the foundation of people so now they could go, well, what are we out here promoting? We're promoting America. Shouldn't we be promoting Jesus Christ?
Yeah, hopefully that sticks with them.
Good job,
yeah.
Sister Amen.
Praise God.
Another way that God's using you out here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise God.